Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, experience support for confident business makers.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is David G. Ewing. David is the CEO of Motive. He is a trailblazer in customer experience and innovation. With over 25 years in the industry, he's transformed insights into substantial revenue for 500-plus clients. A Harvard cum laude engineer graduate, David's leadership has earned Motive a spot on the Inc. 5000 list, and as president of the Entrepreneurs Association in Austin, he's dedicated to empowering fellow entrepreneurs. Beyond business, he's a devoted husband of 19 years and a passionate coach of his son's robotics team. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, David G. Ewing.
Thanks, Ed. It's great to be here.
Well, first off, David, why do you do what you do?
Well, at heart, I'm a people pleaser. I really need people to like me, and it's just a complete flaw that I have. But to me, customer experience is about systematically pleasing as many people as you can. And I think it's the synthesis of where strategy meets execution and product. It all comes together in customer experience. And so the gold standard for me is if you walk around Disney, Disney World, Disneyland, doesn't matter, and you just see people with their eyes aglow and everything's just magical for them, and they could get a similar experience working at at Cedar Point or some other place, but they go to Disney because it's got that customer experience magic. And when I can produce that for my business and for my clients, or I can help my clients systematically produce that for their customers, that's just solid gold. And I get up every day, and when I can do that, when the clients are there, I get that pleasing feeling, and I'm all about it. It's wonderful.
Well, talk to me a little bit more about that phrase you use, systematizing customer experience.
Yeah. So, you know, people think about customer experience and they first think about service, but that's really a flaw. When you think about customer experience, and I think it's easier to think about it as the consumer as opposed to the business owner, entrepreneur, or executive. You know, anytime you buy a product, the experience began with the very first time you encountered that company in their marketing material. And it went through whatever the sales process was, whether that was self-service or with a salesperson. And then there's, of course, the transaction and the fulfillment and the enjoyment of whatever it is. And I don't care if you are buying an airline ticket, you're buying a consulting service or enterprise software or anything else, it's always going through those different steps. And there are moments that matter. And so the flaw that people have is they go, okay, customer experience, I got to give my team a pep talk about smiling brighter and just trying harder and going the extra mile, right? 110%, all these like buzzwords and things that don't actually mean anything. And really, customer experience is a discipline that involves your systems, your processes, your culture, and your incentive and reward system. And when you put all those things together, then you start to create a disciplined, repeatable customer experience that has that magic that you get when you go to the world's best brands. And anybody can do it, but it's not easy.
Well, talk about putting those incentives and how you might go about doing that inside an organization. I think that's where a lot of folks fall short to say, all right, well, we've created this, we want to create this experience, but what is it we can do to reward people inside the organization for customer experience specifically?
Yeah. You know, the steps really come down to a couple of really basic things. And so the good news is, anybody can do this, and it starts with journey mapping. And journey mapping sounds crazy and sophisticated. It's not. Journey mapping is just taking individual customers who've gone through your experience as being your customer and mapping their journey as best you can, specifically for them, not in an abstract way, but in a specific way, and starting to create where were the high highs and identifying where are the low lows. And, you know, if you go collect 5 or 10 of those and journey map a customer, very quickly, it's going to become apparent that there are some moments in your delivery that are amazing. And there are also some moments in your delivery that are not amazing, right? And the key is, how do you capitalize on the customer's good feelings at the moments where they're all the way at the top? And how do you help them when they're at the bottom and they're feeling that? And I'll give you a perfect example. It's I can't take credit for this, but it's the one that everybody loves, and it always brings a tear to my eye. When I sit down with customers and I ask them, tell me about things that you've experienced. Tell me about something that's just amazing for you that you enjoyed. inevitably I get a hand raised from somebody who has a tear in their eye and they say, my dog passed away last year. And when my dog passed away, I got flowers and a card from Chewy.com because they noticed that I stopped ordering dog food and I had been buying the elderly dog food. Right. And I can't tell you what that meant. And I'll tell you what, when I get a puppy the next time, I mean, everything's coming from Chewy, right? That I hear that story at least once a month and it's always heartfelt and it's always touching. And if you look at that, that wasn't somebody at Chewy just trying harder or like being sensitive. That was a systematic process to use their data and to make sure that they understood how it worked, create a process and have the people in place so that they knew exactly what to do and how to do it. And they've done this wonderful thing. And it does happen that it reaches out to somebody at a very low moment in their life. And just with a very empathetic and sincere, caring moment that is in line with their mission. And as a result, they have customers for life. And if you can do that in your business, it may not be quite so emotional, might not be so incredible, but there are moments like that. And if you just empathize with your customers using data, systems, people, you can really make sure that you have customers for life.
Well, one of the things that I hear about this is that it's almost trite is the Chick-fil-A, right? It's my pleasure. But what I find so striking about that is that when I go to Chick-fil-A is not only do they say it, but you can tell that it's sincere and they're hiring people that are sincere when they're saying it. It's not just a tagline that they're taught to say. It's something that they hire for as well.
Yeah. And, you know, there are all sorts of people with all sorts of different personality traits. And if you know your culture well enough to know, then you can identify something like that and it works. I would love to work at Chick-fil-A at the front desk because I have that pleaser desire, right? Some people don't. And that's okay. There's probably really great jobs that they can do that I'd be terrible at. In fact, I can think of several of them. But you know, yes, obviously you've got to find people. And that's part of the cultural fit that comes in with people is making sure that they share your values and that they can align with you innately in who they are and they're not forcing it. And when you can do that, you can also enhance the experience.
And there's also a time I suppose to go off of the system. I've heard it said about Disney people. You brought up Disney earlier that there's a saying around there that it's okay to be off task as long as you're on purpose.
Yeah. There are a number of ways I've seen that done. One of my favorite ones is I was at a dim sum restaurant the other day, and I found out because I talked to the owner afterwards that if something hasn't gone quite right in the dim sum, maybe they were out of something or it didn't quite go right or the person didn't like it. Each cart carrier who's taking the dim sum food around has a budget and they can just automatically give a couple of free things. There's a limit to it, but they can give a couple of free things every hour to different people and it's at their discretion. So even going off script has a budget and a purpose and discretion, but the latitude is there to let the servers, you know, create just a little bit of wonder and delight and smooth over a bad experience. And I think having a dim sum budget can be done in a lot of different places where you can do those kinds of things.
Well, David, we have an exit question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
Oh, that's easy. For me, it's a person who is only known to some. His name is Spencer Johnson. And in the business world, he's known for this book called Who Moved My Cheese? But that's not why he's my hero. That book, by the way, is a great book on change management if anybody wants to read it. But Spencer Johnson in the 1970s wrote a series of books about values. So the value of believing in yourself. And it was an autobiography story, or not autobiography, it was a biography story of Louis Pasteur and his quest to find vaccines. And he wrote a series of like 30 or 40 of these books, the Wright brothers, you know, all kinds of different people. And as a little kid, I had four or five of those books and they instilled some really great values in me. And I loved them so much that when I had my own kids, I went and found on eBay the entire collection of all 26 books and read them to my kids. And I just thought they're wonderful. And so, you know, in terms of like creating great values, like courage, truth, honesty, belief in yourself, communication, these are all the things that he wrote about. And they were just wonderful. And for that, Spencer Johnson is my lifelong hero.
And lastly, David, how can somebody contact you?
Yep. DavidGEwing.com is where people can go. I have a newsletter called The Spark. And the Spark is all about times that I find great customer experience. And I give those to people so that they can use those ideas for their own businesses. So if anybody would like to get the spark, come to davidgewing.com and I'll take care of you.
All right. And we'll make sure to put a link to that in the show notes. David G. Ewing, CEO of Motive. Thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
Thanks, Ed. It's been a pleasure.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.